Blog Talk Radio.
And can't end.
Khan. All praise. You know. Stay encouraged, Yashala. It's only temporary. Alright. The curses are almost. This project is called Someday No More. Someday, we ain't gonna be up under these conditions. Most High will deliver. We ain't gonna be under these curses. You just gotta hold on. Sing to him, brother.
GMOs corrupting my children. No more of your higher living skyscraper buildings. No more of your tyranny ways. No more inventing AA. No more gainsayers whenever we speak for gain's sake. No more smiles that's fake. No more handshakes. No more stand your ground and shoot that nigga in his nigga face. No more of these black face painted by the sons of Satan. The devil that the Bible speaks
no
of.
No misinterpretation.
No more coonery, no more fookery. No more basketball dribbling, no more Bojangles chicken, no more God bless America. My middle finger up to the chump trunk while I stand here in hysterics. No more Hellenistic Gentile living, no more voting in this wicked ass system. No love is what they get to. So one day, the prophecies of the children Yasha'Allah will be fulfilled, and we will be going home. Everything that's been documented in the entire book that's called the Torah was written about the so-called Negroes and our captivity, the Hispanics and the North American Indians, the 12 tribes of Israel, our repentance and our return. No more these aging niggas claiming they Jake when they work for Satan. No more hydrogenated peanut oil to break your concentration. Didn't know that, did you? Yeah, that snake shit real wicked. Give you the worst of the food for you to feed the children. Matter of fact, while we on the subject, might as well get at that. Baby mama's gonna be mad, but it's gonna be no food stamps. It's a blessing, though. You gotta understand these things. The Most High gonna provide for us. Two rivers, two
that
trees.
That 501c3, boy, that's the mark of the beast. How you gonna teach the people you ain't got permission to speak? No more COINTELPRO, bro, up under Islam. Want me to come to your class for Sabbath? Man, get gone. Cause it's universal, this is rehearsal. And ain't no one camp or one school got it all. Don't take it personal. Interpretation, what the scriptures say. 2 Peter 1:20, the literature tell you Buster's name. But we don't have to come together up under one specific school or banner. Remember, Yasha'Allah, your nationality is the camp. The two times that camp was used most prolifically in the Bible is when the Most High was around our whole nationality. And this last time is when he's going to redeem us and take us out of this place of captivity. And he's going to fight for the camp of Israel. See, after this, we're going to be all winning. All in it. When it comes to the law, we gon' be all in it. Man, woman, and child, go gather your nothings. After this summit, we are one step closer to sons coming in. It'll be no more division, no more camp banging, no more out the order. Sit your black butt back, go read the Torah. No more harvesting his people's organs. This heart pumped to the blood. The first people of the earth, same color as
you
the
crack
mud.
The lights with your teeth, so your people's the bottom feeders, and we see you. No more white lies, no more white kites, no more white
Easter.
No more whitewashing my black mind with a white
Jesus.
No more Saturnalia, no more pagan worship. No more babies of this nation being blatantly murdered. No more abortions, no more of these banks and their extortions. No more whorehouses and plain sight disguised as churches. No more of my people hurting, cause it'll be no more curses.
No more curses. No more curses.
And this is a reason to celebrate Yasha'Allah. One day these conditions will be over. There will be no more confusion. No harm will come to your people ever again. We will be delivered. Salvation is of the Jews. HaMashiach Yahawashah. He said, I am not sent but into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And we will be delivered from this captivity. When?
Come on.
All right. Shalom, good afternoon. Welcome once again to another episode of Sword of Truth Presents Bible Talk, or as I should say, Sword of Truth Presents My Yesha Allah Little Israel. Welcome, y'all. As you know, we have classes in San Antonio, Texas, Houston, Texas, Norfolk, Virginia, and also Albuquerque, New Mexico. Our schedule is Tuesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, so 3 a.m. to 12 on Tuesday and Thursday. And then on Sundays, we have the Mount Yasha Ida for the kids with Auntie Alan Lloyd Dyer. Right. So far as for the announcements that are coming up, so you know that less than a month away is Hanukkah. Sunset, December 8th, is the beginning of the celebration we know as Hanukkah, of dedication. So we invite you to join with other Israelites in whatever area you might be in, area of the country you might be in, to gather with other Israelites as we get ready to celebrate the coming feast of Hanukkah. All right. I want you to find in 2 Maccabees chapter 2. Now, chapter 1 and chapter 2. So without further ado, who is going to be Amma's microphone? I mean, who's going to hold the phone? All right. So with that, without further ado, Amma Yesariah. I'm sorry. Amma Wari Dyer.
All right. Not a problem. We tell them the kids on the shop. We tell them to take a phone in. So, I'm waiting on you, Kanaya. Are you ready? I'm waiting on you. He's ready. All right. I don't know how we're doing. Welcome back. It's been a minute, right? Yep. So that thing's going on over here.
So we're going to start by what can we start with? Read our family?
Come on and read our family.
All right. So we're going to start with come on and read our family.
Let loose.
You got it. Slapping. Are we ready? Let me see if y'all are ready. We're getting back to meet our family. We're working on being obedient, right? So now I'm going to ask the question. Do y'all know how to say that in Hebrew? Give yourself a round of applause. Give yourself a round of applause. You squeeze it, Kanaya? Did you squeeze it? At home, if you happen to be on the zone, good job. At Blog Talk, welcome. Now we're going to go ahead and greet everybody with our favorite greeting song, Help from the mic. Yes, all over here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on.
Greet our family. Our Hebrew Israelite family. Gather all abroad.
Our Hebrew Israelite family. Gather all abroad. Come on and greet our family.
Yahweh, Shem, Yahweh, Shah, Bakistan, 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 Yahweh, Shem, Yahweh
I cheated. Pick a subject.
Color again.
Colors again. All right. Black.
Four.
All right. Subject.
Body.
Body.
Body. All right.
What?
No. Head. You start singing the song out.
Yes.
Okay. Subject.
Animal.
Animal. All right. All right. Camel.
Camel.
Good job. Subject.
Color.
Color. All right.
No, yes.
Brown.
Black or white.
No. Dot com.
I know.
the brother on the mic said Shaka War. Shaka War is black. Shakam is
brown.
All right, pick a subject.
Animal.
All right, all right. Pig.
Kazayan.
Good job. Kazayan. Pick a subject.
Body.
Body. Palm of hand. Ah, good job. Pick a subject.
Eagle.
Get off the couch.
Yeah.
Nashar. Ego is what? Ego is Nashar. Give yourself a round of applause. Give yourself a great big hug. So, the subject we have at hand.
I need everybody to get their Bible.
No.
Get your notebook.
Yes.
Your pencil on.
No.
Your pen.
No.
Get your Bible.
Yes.
Bonnie is about to do 15 push-ups.
No.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Notebook.
Get a notebook. Your notebook should have been in your bag. Get your notebook. Get your Bible. Your notebook, your pencil or a pen. Get your Bible, your notebook, your pencil or a pen. Y'all know how we get down. So since we're going to be doing the Bible, since we're getting the Bible, let's get in a circle. Put your, where's your pencil? Get your Bible, your notebook, your pencil or a pen. Get your Bible. Pencils are over here and pens are over there if y'all need it. Now, we are going to do two scriptures. So, that's going to be... The two scriptures we are going to cover is going to be 1 John 2 and 15. 1 John 2 and 15 is going to be the first scripture. Hanaya. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Avon, where are you supposed to be at? Do me a favor. Just go ahead and you can sit your stuff at the table because we are going to be writing it. So just sit it on the table. This is an opportunity. We're going to get an opportunity to put the way Yahweh Shai thinks. So getting caught up and being distracted, we need to work on that. Tonight, come here.
I'm trying to help you.
One more. I'm going to have Kaya escort you to the room. Yes, please. All right. Well, here, Shariah, we're going to get ready to do the books of the Bible. Come on. Sit right here, Shariah. We're going to do a run of hot potatoes before we get in. But the first scripture is going to be in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. That's the first.
Yes.
Scripture. The second scripture is going to be in Romans 12 and 2. Y'all can either write it now or write it later. 1 John 2 and 15 and Romans 12 and 2. All right. Huh, baby? You can hold it. What we can do is like for tomorrow, just call me and we can go over. You can just write in your notebook. Look together. I Gar should have a notebook, you know, because he does, yes. When he does go to class.
There's some real species of bugs in that class.
I would love for you to sit down. All right. So let's do a quick run of the books of the Bible. Let's go, Shariah. Yeah, you're sitting on that chair. I'm sorry. Let me. Here, Idar. Thank you. Is there anyone on there, Rakamaya? Okay, baby. Here.
Just want to end it.
Please give a little text message if y'all end up getting on the Zoom. But I'm having Rakamaya take a break from the. Yeah. Oh, there you go. So we're about to start. You want to try this again? No. Okay. Now I'm thinking mechanical pencils work, I guess. Just get a regular pencil. I know you were looking mighty comfortable, Rakamaya. I figured, you know. So far, and today we have Kanaya's in the building, Shariah's in the building, Rakamaya's in the building, Yael's in the building, Idar's in the building, Kaya's in the building, Aban is somewhere in the back room, not in the building. I'm in the building. Uncle Mashab is in the building. You know, Shawamar is in the building, right? So, quick round, Shariah. You're about to. All right, let's see what we got. Without My Help, the books of the Bible. With the Romans 12.
Yeah.
Sit down. Round one. We're going to go back over it, Ida. We're going to go back. Bond, let's get ready to do the. Yeah, you could get it. Okay. Let's go. Thank you, Ida. You, go in a circle. Go in a circle. Ruth. One more, I'm sending you out. Micah, Nahum, all right, Shariah. All right, New Testament, let's go. Matthew,
Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st Corinthians, Galatians,
Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude. We can't be mumbling the New Testament. Come on, man. That's a lot of knowledge in the New Testament. Y'all, blah, 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 blah. No, Shariah, get up on the couch.
Are we in the
Apocrypha now? Yes, the Apocrypha. Did have you been studying? Y'all have a chance to study? Okay, I should hear your owl on this one. You gotta stand up your eye. I'm sorry, can y'all stand up?
Of Esther, the wisdom of Solomon, a queen of Africa, all Ruth, the song of the only children,
and she also been. Bailing the drag in the prayer of Manasseh.
All right, y'all did that amazing, amazing. The winner is
Old Testament, New Testament, and the Apocrypha.
All right, let's start with Who can tell me, who has an idea what that means? When it talks about loving the Most High.
Obeying His statutes and commandments.
Obeying His statutes and commandments. What else? How do we show the Most High we love Him? Who else? Loving thy neighbors as they love, loving your neighbors as you love yourself. Why I said doing the Ten Commandments. Any other ways to show the Most High we love Him? Honoring your father and your mother is another way to show Yahushai we love Him. Studying is another way to show Yahushai. Doing His word.
Forgiving people.
Forgiving other people is showing the way we love Yahushai.
Being
an example. Beautiful.
Being
a light is another way to show that we love. Huh? Being a light in the what?
A leader and a light.
A leader, a light, an example. Right? That's ways. Those are beautiful, beautiful examples of how we show Yahushai that we love Him. Because we understand we're what? We're chosen. We're who are we? We're peculiar. Good job. We are? We're African.
Oh, Negro.
I watched that with a Negro. I'm saying, yes. Yes, go ahead. So we are we Africans?
No.
Where are we? The Syrians.
No, give it back to the
song. Shirai wants me to sing the 18 Nation song. India, Assyria, Syria, Arab, Chinese, Japanese, so-called white people, Israel, Ethiopians, Egyptians, South Africa, French, Russian, Greek, German, Spain, Italy. So that was literally 18 nations. Where do we fit in? That was 18 nations. Where do we fit in? Were you about to say India?
No.
You know that's the first one we started with, right? We fit in what? Israel, right? So we are the Israelites. So we have a purpose and a reason. We're not just nobodies on the face of the earth. So how we're learning ways on how we please the Most High. Because that's very important. How we show the Most High we love Him. And the examples y'all gave was amazing. So the first scripture we want to go into. First John, first and second, third John, Jude, Revelation. All right. Idar is going to be the first to read it. Idar, read it out loud. Sharia. Thank you, Bob. All right, who needs a Bible? Shariah, I would love for you to put up. All right, Idar, can you read, please? You can stand up. Yeah, you got the next one.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 15. Love not the world.
So wait, let's see how it's saying. The world though, it's cool. He's telling us to love what? Love not the world. Now, y'all gave examples of what that was. By me not loving the world, I'm going to be an example of a leader of Yahushua's way, right? Keeping the statutes and commandments. That's opposite of the world, right? Okay, read that second precept, Ider.
Neither the things that are in the world.
Okay, can y'all tell me some of the things that are in the world? Let me hear you, Rocky.
Consoles.
Yes. Good job. I got lost for a minute there. You said council. I thought council. I thought council, but you're talking about the council, like the system.
Yes.
like a system. That's in the world.
A game system.
A game system.
Yeah.
A game system.
Phone.
Your phone. Those are things that are in the world. Like, Avon?
Every gadget.
Huh?
Every gadget.
Every gadget. That covers all your car. Some people do like their cars in the world, and it comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Your home.
Yeah, yeah.
Building in America, right, Shariah?
Your so-called school friends.
Your so-called school friends, right? Why would you say so-called school friends?
Because they're not
your friends. They're not, and what, if they're not your friends, how would you, what made you say that?
Because friends usually, like, because school people usually, like, keep pepperoni or, like, say, why are you wearing that skirt? Why are you wearing fringes?
Okay, so they're going opposite. So they're part of the world. So a lot of times the children in schools, they're about what the world is about, right? They are totally about what the world is about. So they're about, okay, you know what? I like to wear my tight jeans. I like to show off my hair. I like to wear the little lip gloss and the makeup. I like to have my pants sagging. I like to shave completely. Having hair, oh, my gosh. Boy, you sure you're not a girl? Right? So that's I can't, that, how are they my friends? Friends means we speak the same thing. We're doing the same thing. Read right there.
If any man that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
So if we love the world, if we're about these things, right, Avon? The gadget, right? Oh, like you said, every gadget. Putting other people before with the Most High one. The Most High's love is not in me, right? So how is that possible? What does that look like? You know what? Mommy's watching. So I really, really would like to do Christmas, and I can ask for a gift and maybe open it before Mom gets there or Dad gets there or Valentine's.
Okay.
That's opposite. So I'm not about what the Most High wants. Like what you said right there?
Candy.
Getting candy, because I really, really like candies. But instead of me saying, you know, no, I don't do Valentine's. I'm showing, and some parents don't like you eating candies, right? But you know what? I'm going to disobey. I'm going to be like, well, it's just candy. We had a brother, and what's the brother's name in the Apocrypha when he was told to eat pork? One of the brothers... No, he was told, look, pretend that you're eating pork. You don't have to, we promise we will get you your turkey, your chicken, your, what y'all Hebrew Israelites eat, but you're such a powerful guy. We will follow you. I can't get these people to listen to me. But look, they will listen to you. Just go ahead and pretend you're eating it. So he's like, no, I'm not. You have to take me down. Take me down. I take one for Yahweh Shai. I'm not even going to pretend. He wasn't even eating it for real. And he refused. He was like, you'd have to kill me before I pretend that I'm eating something. That was his way of showing, you know what, I don't love the world first. I love the Most High's laws first.
And then
I love what the Most High wants me to do. If it's about being obedient, I can't be embarrassed because my mom's telling me to do something or my dad is asking me to do something. And I'm like, well, you know, Mom, really? Really? Like right now? How about I don't want to? No, I got to be about obeying because that's one of the examples y'all get of showing what love is. Right? So this is how I know the Most High's love is in me. Like Abba said, and Shirai said, being that light. That positivity is not about what the Most High is about. All right? Avon is going to see the scripture. The example, the brother, he was an, his name was Eleazar.
I know.
And that was in.
No, that's great. I read it before.
Where was that at, Michelle?
Second Maccabees chapter 6.
Hey,
no,
snatchy.
We can start at verse 24.
Okay, 2 Maccabees 6 and 24. We're going to go back into, that's going to be our example, 2 Maccabees 6, 24. But Avon is going to read Romans 12 and 2. Yes.
Psalm
Kaya is helping. I'll find it. Yes, baby. No, baby. Romans 12 and 2. And you guys, so we have a lot of examples in the scriptures where people were willing to stand up for the Most High and not be about the world. We had Daniel in the lion's den, right? We had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The three brothers that literally was told. Huh? David and Goliath. Esther. So, yeah, when the guy got hanged. That's in the story of Esther. So even at home, or this weekend, week, just go over some of the examples that we have in the scriptures. And then we got to say, what is being written of me? So Aban is going to read Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Let him be sure, please. I don't mind him doing that. I don't mind. Romans 12 and 2. Aban is going to read.
And be not conformed.
Okay. But
be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that God is good and acceptable and perfect. Will of God.
Okay, so read that again. You did that very good. Read it again. Confident. Where are you at? What book are you at?
Romans.
Chapter
12.
12.
Verse 2.
Good job.
And be not conformed to this world.
So don't be conformed to this world. But what are we supposed to be doing?
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
So we're supposed to be renewing our what?
Mind.
Our mind. The battle is where? In our
mind.
So it's like transforming, like up to this time, right? When he got a fight, does he stay regular? Tell me some of the Transformer movies.
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee is my favorite. Bumblebee is the yellow guy.
Yeah.
Bumblebee is the yellow guy. He's a cool yellow car. But when he got a fight, he transformed.
It was a boy.
So Bumblebee literally transformed. Yes, Ryan. It's in the Transformers. If you don't know, I'm going to get to the part. I was just using that as an example. It's not something we're going to be dwelling on. I was just showing that if you look at Optimus Prime or Bumblebee, when they got to go to fight, they get their mind and everything ready. Just like last week and the week before, we've been working on our spiritual warrior, right? With my mind should be, okay, let me get my loins together. Let me get what I'm about, be about the truth. Not about my feelings, not about what I want and what the world wants me to have, but let me be about what the Most High wants. It says my feet shone. So knowing that I was what I got, I'm chosen and I'm what?
Chosen, peculiar, and special.
I'm peculiar. I'm special. So there is a purpose for me. My whole life is supposed to, I'm supposed to use what to fight my battles. The
word.
Thank you, Ida. I'm supposed to use what to fight my mind? The word, the Bible. I'm supposed to use what to fight my mind?
The Bible,
the word. So if I'm having a moment where I'm like, you know what, I don't feel like being obedient. I don't feel like being told no. No, the Most High said, Ephesians 6 and 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord because this is the right thing to do, right? If I want to sit here and not uphold, like, you know, it's Saturday, Friday night to Saturday, it is the Sabbath, and I want to do me, no, it's about the Most High. So that's how I transform my mind. It's not about what I want and what the world wants me to be about. It's what the Most High wants me to be about because we're what? We're considered spiritual.
Warriors.
Good job, Rockamai and Shirai. We're considered what?
Spiritual warriors.
We're considered a spiritual warrior. So every day in my mind, I got to get ready to transform it, to change it. I got to be ready to put that my spiritual warrior outfit on, that armor on. And if I don't know, it's perfect time to start asking questions, start talking about it. I'm running, huh?
Start in the Bible because it's where you fight.
Yes. And it cuts. And you know what? Sometimes that hurts. Because half of us, we don't like being told no, right? Could you imagine? I want to go out and party. No. That wouldn't be wise. But it's Friday. Everyone's doing it. But we're not everyone. We're special. We're chosen. We have a purpose. We're supposed to be their life.
Spiritual warriors.
We are spiritual warriors. Keep reading about it. After being transforming your mind.
That we may prove what is
good.
What is acceptable and perfect.
So right, we're supposed to be proving what is what?
Good
and what is good and what is
good and acceptable.
Thank you. What is
good and acceptable?
So what is Yahweh Shai going? What is Yahweh Shai requiring of me? You of all of us?
Good and acceptable.
Good and acceptable. And y'all can do it. Though y'all, this is where y'all practice. You train yourself. What is the perfect will of the Most High? Not what I want. Not the way I'm feeling. Mariah, just let him be. Not, that's why you should be sitting up. He's a baby, and this is what babies do. We have a couch. You sit on the couch. What is the perfect and acceptable? What is good and acceptable? What is what?
Good and acceptable.
What is what?
Good and acceptable.
It's like bringing something good. If somebody would have sat there and give you food and you don't like it, are you going to accept it?
No.
Are you going to accept it?
No.
You're not going to like it. You're like, no. You taste it?
No.
I don't like it. It don't have flavor or something's going on with it. If I sat here and made you a bowl of cereal and the milk is bad, but it's your favorite cereal. What's your favorite cereal, Levon? Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I give you some cereal, but you know what? The milk is bad. I poured the milk in there. Would you accept it?
No.
No.
Yes, I would get it.
No.
But there will be a thing.
No, we wouldn't accept that. So that's just what we're working on. What is good and acceptable in the eyes of the Most High? How do I show the Most High I love him? I can transform my mind. I can fight myself. Practice having the habit. Let me be a spiritual warrior. Let me fight my feelings. Let me fight my opinions of what I want to do and do what's good and acceptable to the Most High. Okay? We're going to go over an example of, let's read in Maccabees, 2 Maccabees 6. Start of verse 18.
Second Maccabees chapter 6, verse 18.
It's in, now, I'm sorry, Maccabees is in what? The Apocrypha. If you have the red book, what page is that, my darling?
145.
So you're going to come here and pay. That says more in the back. This is all. To be reading, I want to give everybody at the blog talk or at home here. We are going to go back and read in Maccabees when it talks about and read Idar.
Second Maccabees chapter 6, verse 18.
Verse 18.
You're something, Michael. Eleazar, one of the principal scribes, an aged man, and of a well-favored countenance, was constrained to open his mouth and to eat swine's flesh. Verse 19. But he, choosing rather to die gloriously than to live stained with such an abomination, spit it forth, and came of his own accord to the torment.
Verse 20.
So, yeah, I know. What does that mean? Because this is from the time where they were killing a lot of the Israelites for not upholding the law of the land. He was what? But he brought himself.
And sin too.
Sharia. No, I'll get into it. So he bought himself. He didn't say, man, you know what? Let me hide. Man, they're killing a lot of these Israelites over here.
Okay.
Catch me if you can. I'm out. Out like a light. He's like, no, I'm good. He went to present himself. This how we getting down? Okay, here I go. No. Right? I'm here. I'm going to present myself. Auntie Old, I don't know what other songs don't go with. There I go. But here I go. He went. And he wasn't just a regular guy. Sharai, he said, fell on his neck. He wasn't just a regular guy. He was well known. So read I got. So as he presented himself, he took himself to where they were killing people at, killing the Israelites.
You're welcome. Verse 20. And it behold, let them to come that of a result resolute to stand out against such things as are not lawful for love of life to be tasted. Verse 21. But they that had to charge of that wicked thief for the old countenance, they had with the man, taking him aside, besought him to drink flesh of his own provision.
So here it is. It's a, now he's there, and they're like, wow, what's up? Damn, we know you. We know if you do this, people will listen to you. I know they're going to listen to you. So this is what we want to do. We want you to go ahead, pick whatever food you like.
Whoa.
Go ahead, Ada.
Such as was lawful for him to use.
So pick whatever you're like, whatever the Most High want. Y'all went over the dietary laws, right? It could be whatever you want it to be. Dietary.
What
are lawful food?
Beef is one.
Lamb. The job.
Sheep.
Salmon.
Sheep. Grasshopper.
Cricket.
Grasshopper.
Yeah.
Locust.
Beetles? No.
Chicken.
Oh, we can have some
chicken.
Cheese. Idar's the only cheese. One that knows our lost.
So, what are some other lawful food?
Pigs.
Pigs. Horse, dog, cat.
Crawfish.
Yeah, crawfish. And
shrimp.
Pufferfish.
Pufferfish.
What?
Any fish that don't have scales, like catfish. Catfish. We cannot eat eagle. We can't eat a camel.
We can't eat a lion.
How about crickets dipped in chocolate? And not scorpions.
No.
How about scorpions dipped in roaches?
What's some food that at a feast?
Ciders.
The world has? Thanksgiving.
Shit.
What food
did
they eat?
They have turkey,
ham.
Turkey.
Yeah, we can eat turkey.
Turkey, ham.
Ham.
Come on.
And you know what's scary? A lot of people, they're eating and eating, and they don't even know that ham is from pork. How about chitterlings?
Chicken what?
Chitterlings.
What's that?
No, that's how you say it?
Chitlings.
Chitlings.
What is chitlings?
That's
exactly.
It's just, why are you yelling? We're getting to it. Uncle's breaking it down.
Yeah.
It's the intestines of the kids.
Now.
No, I'm not holding on to it.
So, yeah, those are things that they said. Abba was asking.
Abba, let me answer
your question. Did you understand what they're talking about?
They have a feast right now.
Yes.
Is it a feast of the world?
Yes.
So what is the feast of the world coming out in America? Does the Most High does not want us to celebrate?
Thanksgiving is coming up. Christmas is coming up. New Year's.
What kind of food do they have at Christmas? They have a drink called eggnog. You guys know what eggnog is?
Oh, yeah.
What's eggnog about?
It sounds familiar.
It's a drink, right?
It's alcohol. It's an alcohol, right?
Some of them are alcohol and some of them not. They have it at H-E-B right now.
It almost tastes like a shake.
I don't like it.
Oh, hold on.
I don't like it.
My teacher had it.
What?
So this is their feast, and this is what they're due. So over here, Aban, they were literally having a feast. They were having a party. They were having a grand party. And you know, when the world have a party, they go all out. You could have whatever. No, we're talking about real, like Thanksgiving coming up. You got the turkey. You got the hog head. You got the ham with the cranberry sauce. They go all out. So here it is, Eleazar. They're like, dude, you can pick the lawful stuff, and we're gonna pretend that is what we eat. Go ahead.
They made pork rinds as chips.
Pork rinds as a snack. As everybody is waiting to eat the Thanksgiving dinner, the children are eating pig skin, the pork rinds, the pork leg,
the bacon with French fries.
The bacon with French fries. You just, like, hey, have some turkey, have some bacon. But you know what, Eleazar? We'll get you bacon, but we'll make it turkey bacon. But you gotta pretend it's pork bacon. It's like the real bacon bacon.
Go
ahead. Aban. The time.
They eat ant eaters.
They do.
Yes. They eat snails.
Yes. Escargot, right?
No!
Yes, the escargot is the egg, fish egg. Okay. I didn't know.
Mama. What do we see at the store? Is it like fingers?
That's
chicken legs. Chicken feet.
Yes!
They
eat chicken feet.
Do
we have cow
tongue,
too?
Huh? Cow tongue? Okay. So, getting back, what was it saying?
My appetite. I'm really hungry.
Read, Aydar.
And make as if he did eat of the flesh taken from the sacrifice commanded by the king. Verse 22. That in so doing, he might be delivered from death. For the old friendship with them found favor. Verse 23.
What's he saying? What is he saying?
It's saying, if you pretend to eat this, and we won't kill you.
Right.
Then if you pretend to eat this, we won't kill you, and we'll be friends.
We don't want to kill you. We want to be your buddy. This is how we want you to be our buddy. Eat this. We're going to pretend, because I'm trying to get people to follow the king. I want people to do things too. I really want them to enjoy our feast. To be what we're about. Read.
Verse 23. But he began to consider discreetly, and as became his age and the excellency of his ancient years and the honor of his gray head whereunto he was come.
He was looking at, man, no, wait a minute. Look at all the things Most High has been there for me. and me keeping the laws and the statutes and commandments. And look how old I am. By them eating this trash, they don't last. They're eating pork. They're eating unlawful stuff. When the Most High made food, he made it to give me life, not to kill me, not to destroy me. So he's like, I've made it this far. Read.
And his most honest education from a child. And his most honest education from a child.
He learned the truth when he was what? A child. Young. And he still, like you guys, like Ma'at Yasha Alice. And guess what? He still kept it. He didn't say, you know, ooh, I'm 14. Oh, I'm 18.
I'm grown.
Let me go do me. Dad, mom, y'all were boring. Oh, my God, we're doing the same thing. Let me guess. It's Saturday. We got to go to class. Oh, wow. We got to do Hanukkah. You know what? That's boring. What is it? No. Atonement. Oh, we got to atone. You know, let me go ahead and atone because I wasn't most excited to forgive me. But we got to come together again. They're boring. They're always talking about the Bible. I want to be different. He kept it from his childhood all the way till he was old. He didn't change. He didn't switch. So guess what? He didn't conform himself to the world. He said transform like that spiritual warrior.
So he's...
This is his bigger. He got to save his life. This is an opportunity to save your life. They ain't listening anyways. That's Israelite that ain't listening anyways. Dude, you've been doing you. I'm pretty sure you saw Israelites going ahead and eating the pork and the everything else. So you're done. You're old. Just go ahead. It's not worth it. Look what they're doing. They're not listening anyways. Go ahead.
Okay, and what happens the first time you take inhale a cigarette? Or
nothing. It gives you some real feeling. If you cough, it gives you a good feeling.
Because
it knows it's bad for
you. It's like when you're sick. Your body tells you you're sick. But when
you make yourself more sick.
You make yourself more sick. But everyone's doing it though. It's cool though. It looks cool. Just to walk around, right? According to the world. But we're transforming. We're renewing our mind. No, it's not cool. This is not acceptable to me. It's not acceptable to my body.
I'm eating.
Okay, go ahead.
Or rather, the holy law made and given by God. Therefore, he answered accordingly.
Okay, this is what he's going to say. Now, he's going based on the law of the Most High, not his feelings. I'm about to die. Oh, my God. What should I do? I'm afraid. What did he answer and say?
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt. Because they wasn't doing regular death. Oh, you know, if you take the injection, like when you take the injection, they put in your veins and girl, you die. No, there was some real stuff. Exactly. Now, yes. Hang. Skin getting off your body. And he saw this happening, and he witnessed. He actually went over there.
You said you
go ahead. Put in the freezer.
And willed them straightway to send him to the grave. Verse 24. For it becometh not our age, said he, in any wise to dissemble, whereby many young persons might think that Eleazar, being fourscore years, old and ten.
Fourscore is what?
What's a score?
Twenty.
A score is 20 years.
20, okay.
So if it's fourscore, what is that?
What's fourscore?
20
centuries. Yes,
80
and
his
accent. 90. He was 90 years old. Go ahead.
That sounds like.
We're now. Gone to a strange religion.
So he's like, even in this age, I'm not going to sit here and go to Esau's religion. I'm sitting this far with the Most High.
You want to go to a church?
Huh? No, you won't. You're right. You won't. Go ahead.
Verse 25. And so they threw his hypocrisy.
And through my hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy?
Through my hypocrisy and desire to live a little time and a moment longer should be deceived by me. And I get a say to my old age.
So he was like, I see what y'all trying to do. I'm 90, you know, I can extend my life a little bit more. I'm not trying to mess my name up. What are you known for? Are you going to be, Rockamaya, the one that sits here and don't listen? Are you going to be the one, Bond? Yeah, the one, every time we say a Bond in school, the Bond, we make it a phone. When they say your name, what are you representing? And saying your name, is it saying your name on something bad? Or I'm going to make a phone call and call you my, here we go again. Here we go again. This child is always this child. No, when they say Eleazar, I'll be written for keeping the laws and the statutes of the Most High. You're not going to use my name and my age to get people to go into what y'all want. Well, a bond did Christmas. A bond doing Thanksgiving. Read.
And make it abominable.
And make it abominable, nasty,
so
filthy.
His name what?
Abominable.
Now, people were disgusted with his name because, as he was saying good examples, now he's seeing a bad example. Now, other people started following bad examples. And he didn't want that. So, let's say y'all are at school and they're offering y'all
pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizza. And y'all want to be cool and be nice for everybody. So and none of us are around. No other Israelites are around. So you might say, you know what? Let me wait. I am hungry. Let me eat some pepperoni pizza.
He said the Mosai, but who's around you?
The other
Israelites that are in the same cafeteria.
Yeah. Did he say that? Are you listening? Because Eleazar, his job was to sit here and pretend to eat bad food so other Israelites could do the same thing. So when you go and you eat the pepperoni pizza, are you doing things against? Oh, you know what? I'm going to be rude to the teacher. Who's watching? Okay, but who physically can see you? Julian, your classmates. Joel, right? They're watching you. So what example are you setting? Read.
26. For the present time, I should be delivered from the punishment of men.
So they won't talk bad about me. I'm gonna get acclimated this candy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to this Thanksgiving party, this Christmas party, this New Year's party. That's cool. I'm gonna do these things that nobody talks about because I want to be accepted. So Eliezer, I'm gonna do the same thing next. I go ahead and keep this stuff so that nobody talks bad about me. If nobody talks bad, they won't kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will kill y'all. Well, I might find out. But at the most, somebody's just going to talk about you guys. They might just talk about you, but because we want to be so accepted and so real life. And so the most time we teach was special, so that we don't be special to people who don't think the most time is special. They don't appreciate the most time. We have a choice in that. And we want to be conscious of the fact that we're finished reading.
Yet should I not escape the hand of the Almighty, neither alive
nor dead. Not escape the hand of the Almighty.
Who is the Almighty?
Yahushua.
So neither escape the hands of the Almighty. What does that mean? Can you get away from the Most High?
No.
Can you escape?
Let me explain that.
You got to run away.
Let's say you did something that your parents didn't see. But who did see it?
The Most High did.
The Most High, Christ, the angels, and other Israelites, right? Other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been going too fast.
But you did what nobody saw. And you got a label. Then how many times might you get in trouble getting spanked for something that you didn't do?
True, true.
Oh, that makes sense.
True. Yeah. But I didn't do anything.
Yeah, it was, but this time it wasn't me. But this time I didn't do anything.
Biscuit.
Why is most of that happening? Getting in trouble, getting a spanking, or getting whatever.
Because if you get something in a past life and you run away with it.
Not a past life.
Not a past life.
Yeah. It's just last week.
Yeah.
It's just last month. You did something that no one else saw.
It should happen every day.
And you got away with it. But then here it is, you find out getting in trouble for something that you didn't do. But what's the most I want to you?
Giving you that punishment that you
did. That punishment that you escaped. That punishment that you missed out on. Now you're getting punished.
So are we really escaping or getting away with anything?
Nope.
You're just waiting for the right moment that can burn.
Yes.
Burn in dark.
So when the punishment comes, we got to work on not saying, no, that's not fair. That's not right. It's not fair. I don't want to be here. It's dawning.
So don't think of being sad what happened. That's the most I pay you back for something that you got away with.
Are we listening? Are we got it?
Me.
Oh, we got it? Shariah?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Regroup, Biscuit.
So finish reading Isaiah, and then we can get you back to verse
27. He's on verse 27. Recommend.
Yeah, verse there.
Go ahead.
Verse 27. Wherefore now, manfully changing this life, I will show myself such an one as mine age requires. What required?
So I'm going to act my age. Right, Shariah? I'm going to act my age. Biscuit. I'm going to act my age. Because at some point, you know what? Your mom and your dad might not be spanking you. But that's.
Are you asked? Or did you say, but you knew better?
Yeah.
No, nobody.
Come here, Bishop. Let me get my phone.
Is you weren't acting your age.
No.
Let him.
When you act like you don't know what's going on, you act like, I don't know that that was wrong. I didn't know that I was supposed to do that. You're not acting your age. That's when the punishment starts. Does everybody understand that?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Are we good? So we're working on being what?
Spiritual
warriors, right? And applying the word. Yeah, Kaya's working on that. Should I turn it off and see? So being spiritual warriors, I need you to wait patiently.
Yeah.
Kaya's getting it. I got it. You'd have to go in the room. Coming back and regrouping, how are we showing the Most High we love? And we had Eliezer, which was an example. We have many examples, but Eliezer was the example we chose today to show that no matter what, I'm going to show the Most High I love him by upholding the law. Not just because I'm old, now all of a sudden I'm going to get it. From when I'm young, what's been taught to me when I'm young. And I got to understand the choices and decisions I make the choices and decisions I make, I'm not going to get away with anything by keeping his word. And that's how we become, that's how you get your sword up. It has to be fighting. It has to be, I have to fight my mind, my thoughts. I want to do this. Mom and dad's not watching. No one's here. But other people are watching. If I'm behind closed doors, the Most High is watching. The angels are recording everything I do. If I'm in the cafeteria, if I'm in the classroom, how can I show the Most High I love him? If he puts the powers, the teachers there, how do I show the Most High I'm loving him? Can I uphold, okay, the whole no Thanksgiving and not be mad about it? The Christmas thing, can I not be mad about it? New Year's, can I not be mad about it? Valentine's Day, can I not be mad about it? April Fool's Day, St. Patrick's Day, President's Day, can I not be mad about it? And when I'm asked, I'm able to say, what are the high holy days of the Most High? Can I fight to come and be with my brothers, my sisters? I know, what are the high holy days of the Most High? The only complication of God. Okay, we can do it again. Okay, we can do it. Let's do it again. 7 Davis, Shariah, 5-4, 7 Davis.
Feast of Lambs and Feast of Christ is the day of Pentecost, and my blood shall be the day of atonement. Feast of Tabernacles on his God. Don't forget COVID. Holy glorification.
Hey, she hit that high note representing Mama, huh? Alma's not physically here, but she's definitely here in the spirit. We surely miss you, Alma. Yes, Ryan. So those are the high holy days. Next week, we're definitely, I think we sent that text out about the Ten Commandments. We can do that. So let's come together. Hands in. Ma'ay Yasha Allah, 133.
Can I say it?
Yes, I'm about to say it. Huh?
Oh, no.
Behold,
how good and how pleasant
it is.
The blood together.
Who said this? It's been a minute since you said it. Aban.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is. Brother. Religion. The joy together in unity for there. The Lord God. Command for life forevermore.
Little Israel
on thee. What do you think?
Little Israel. All right, that was the famous for Uncle Tazapa. Yes, y'all did it. Give yourselves a round of applause. Give yourselves a great big hug. That little talk that was in the book. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Zoom,
zoom, zoom.
I don't want to thank everybody who did tune in. Hopefully y'all learned something, got something from this. I've been working with children for decades, literally decades, and just trying to really get them in an environment around Israel, focus on Israel, to help get their mindset and the focus. So we're blessed to be able to come in and see how she works with her children, and trying to instill that confidence. And still that sense of being special in her children. And we're fortunate to come over here. And then, please catch us, if not next week, the week after. Because, you know, the sisters here in San Antonio have a sewing department, and they get together every other Sunday to help other sisters learn how to sew, to get garments together. So if not this next Sunday, then the following Sunday, it will be another Ma'at Yashalah, a little Israel class. We invite y'all to check that out. And also, this Tuesday, we're doing be returning back with the brother Tazapah this Thursday, and hopefully the brother Nagaya will put back up his Wednesday night his Wednesday class, and next Thursday also we'll be getting our regularly scheduled classes back together. So with that, thank you everybody for tuning in, and with that, please have a great day, and we're going to say shalom.